All right, are you playing with that catalog?
Yeah, just a second.
Well, I would say that we have a spooky special Halloween for you guys, but, well, it's the same intro as usual, just I'm talking about it differently to make it seem as though this might be on theme. It's Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm internationally known kickboxing legend Von Fry. Joining me is my mom.
Mom. Hi.
Yeah, so Even My Mom Has a Podcast. How are we doing this week?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm okay, I guess. I do have a few things I'd like us to kind of bring up, but I kind of want to... should we kind of get into the news, or do we have something that we did this week? Because I try to talk you into doing fun things, and then what do?
I do fun things every day.
Yeah. Like what?
Like cook dinner, unload the dishwasher, do laundry.
Unload the dishwasher is a fun thing?
Yeah, go to the grocery store. That's a major
accomplishment. Well, we mentioned that last week, so we shouldn't be mentioning that again, you know?
That's true.
All right, now you're going to be out of town for Halloween, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that means all the decorating, whatever, is up to me and the trick-or-treaters.
Yes, and you don't scare the little kids.
Okay, you said I can't dress up as a skeleton with a brain sticking out and a top hat revealing my brain pulsating underneath.
No, because you're going to be the only one here. Sometimes you can be scary if there's a nice person like Mom standing behind you saying, "Hi, boys and girls," but you can't be all by yourself being like that. That's
okay,
scary.
Okay, so we just bought a pumpkin today for Jack. Here's my plan. Ball peen hammer, smash the pumpkin, and then just put a light inside. Just like it's a 10-second jack-o'-lantern build. Smash, light, boom.
No.
TikTok would love it.
You make really cool jack-o'-lanterns, so make a neat one. What could you make
this year? I don't have an idea of what to put there.
Well, what's the most popular thing going on right now?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'll play you a song that I think is going to be the song this Halloween season, okay?
Okay.
You know what this is from?
From Wednesday Adams.
Yeah, the Wednesday. It was used in the Wednesday show on Netflix. And do you know when this is actually from? 1981.
Is it?
Yeah. The band is called The Cramps. You ever get cramps?
Yes.
So they had a dance sequence at in a school dance, whatever, and she's doing a dance. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a popular thing. I'm expecting to see a lot of Wednesday costumes.
You should make your pumpkin into a Wednesday.
What does that even look
like? Make it look like a Wednesday face. Oh. Bangs and...
Justice that died, who had like the lace. She kind of wears like a similar sort of collar, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be cute.
You think so?
Yep. Mom's dancing.
I do think that I would like to get into the news. How about, well, I mean, I wanted you to make me a cup of coffee so that we could talk about your coffee maker. Did you do that?
No.
Well, that's why we're getting into the news.
Okay.
Okay, so I've saved some of the more fun news stories of the past week that some may even be kind of on theme, but you know, we want to just kind of talk about the lighter stuff that's kind of been going on. So one of the fun news stories, world's oldest dog dies at 31 years old.
Wow, that's pretty old.
Here's the secret to his long life.
What?
All right, so this dog is from Portugal, I think. Well, it says he's a Portuguese Mastiff named Bobby.
Well, that's a pretty big dog.
Is Portuguese Mastiff a type of dog, or is he from Portugal and he's a Mastiff?
Well, I'm not sure, but Mastiffs are big dogs, and big dogs aren't supposed to live that long.
The previous longest living dog ever was Bluey, an Australian cattle dog that died in 1939 at the age of 29.
Wow.
So this is a long period of... It's not like dogs are getting... You know, the technology is allowing dogs to always live older. They're dying at about the same rate.
I know. I wish we could keep dogs longer. It's kind of heartbreaking to lose a dog.
So the owner named Costa rescued this dog. His parents were going to bury some dogs in a hole, I guess is the tradition in their country when they don't want the litter. And he stowed this one away and raised it in a closet, and then they said it was too big to dig a hole for. So they let him keep it. The secret to Bobby's longevity seems to be good nutrition, constant contact with nature, freedom to discover his environment, consistent veterinarian care, and love. This is a dog that has never been on a leash.
Freedom.
Bobby never seen a leash. Also, Bobby only ate human food soaked in water to remove any seasonings.
Oh.
Is this possibly the way to jumpstart a dog food service or something? Like human food, the new dog food. Your dog can eat McDonald's if you soak it in water. Right?
I guess, but, you know, I'd like to think our dogs could eat healthier than we do.
Free to wander his farm and explore his environment.
Aww.
All that, it's possible that the sense of freedom that Bobby had helped him live longer. Like the killer whales, you build them in an aquarium and they get sad and the fin kind of folds over.
Right.
Do you think that in Bobby's case, it was like, hey, I have freedom to go anywhere I want. I don't feel upset. My tail is always
wiggling.
Wiggling and not folded over like the orca's fin and all that stuff. Is that a possibility?
Well, it is a possibility because freedom is really important.
One would think that the dogs that live indoors are sheltered and protected and babied and would live the longest, but this bucks the trend, doesn't it?
Well, they stay home all day and they're lonely.
Now, do you have a news story?
No, I don't have very many news. We did get the Target brochure came in the mail, and I was all excited to try to see what all the kids are going to want for Christmas. Well, now I'm a little worried about what we're teaching our kids. The doo-doo kangaroo.
Some game.
This is a game, and it looks like it's a kangaroo sitting on a toilet. Come on, people.
And then you roll a dice, and you don't want to have to clean up the crap. Like, how does this work?
Yes, I don't know. And then there's monkey see, monkey poo. It's a monkey throwing poo. That's a game.
Do you want to try it or not?
We might have to try it.
You want me to order that up and
no,
we'll give it a shot?
That is ridiculous. So we want to teach kids to throw poo?
I will tell you this. There is a lot of poo-centric stuff happening.
That is
of recent
crazy.
On Xbox, you get these like weekly tasks you do for points.
Uh-huh.
And whenever they want to, it comes around once a year, but there's like a Zoo Tycoon game, okay?
Yeah.
And usually the things are like travel 2 miles in a car or do 20 tasks in this game, whatever, something like that. Clean up 15 animal poos at the zoo.
You know, on the whatever it's called, the scale of intelligence, playing with your poos way down there, people. Come on.
The whatever it's called scale of intelligence.
Yeah, the scale of intelligence. I don't know what it's called.
All right. Well, I also want to tell you, Victor Wembanyama finished his debut. This is last night. We're recording this on Thursday. 15 points for the Spurs. They did lose.
Oh.
He had a very similar stat line to Spurs legend Tim Duncan, scoring like the same amount of points, attempting and making the same amount of baskets, things like that. I think they even had the same amount of assists, but he did play about half the game. I don't know if this is an indicator of longevity here. A lot of times the rookies don't play a full game right out the gate, but I hope that he stays healthy. People seem to be really fascinated by his super crazy long arms
and
super
how tall
long
is
pants.
He?
He's listed at 7'4". He might be 7'5".
Okay.
He has pants that I don't think you could physically fold. They're just so long. I don't think you could do it.
Well, I'd have to take my time, lay them out on the table and fold them over.
He has almost 8 feet wingspan reach across. And so far, he's mobile because he's lightweight, but hey, a lot of these big guys, they put on pounds, they slow their game down. I have to wonder how he's going to adjust to more years in the NBA, but people are saying he's playing like a veteran who's good to go right now. I don't really think that the Spurs have the pieces around him, but they did they did bite off a pretty big task here. The Mavericks are one of the more favorited teams in the league right now. They have Luka Doncic. I don't know how to pronounce his name. His name's Luka, okay? And Kyrie Irving. And these are two veteran stars of the league. Well, I guess they're veterans. Luka, is he a veteran? But point I'm getting at, the Spurs gave him a pretty good go. Meanwhile, we had other games in the NBA. It was funny that the Lakers got beat in their first game against the Nuggets, defending champions, who just beat them like they did in the playoffs last year. So, well, last season. That was heartwarming. I always enjoy seeing LeBron James lose, don't you?
No.
Also, want to bring up to your attention, viral list of names places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date. Now, do you know what viral means?
It's like going through the internet big time.
It's going through the internet
spreading.
Big time.
Yeah, okay. It's spreading fast.
All right, so I will read to you the list of places women refuse to go to, allegedly, on a first date. Okay, now we have 28 offending locations here. Number one, and I don't know if this is a power ranking. I don't know about that, but number one says Cheesecake Factory.
Which I like Cheesecake Factory. Boy, you can take me there anytime.
Factory is probably the... If a Cheesecake Factory came to Wichita, it would be the fanciest dining in Wichita.
Well, no, it wouldn't be the fanciest, but it would be very popular. Everybody I know likes to go to Cheesecake Factory when they travel to a town that has a Cheesecake Factory.
Especially if they are from a town that does not have a Cheesecake
right.
Factory.
And, yes. And okay, you know, it's not real fancy, but they have a really wide assortment of food, and it's really good. And you got to take a
piece
of cheesecake home with
you. I think it's fairly fancy. They have these fans in the ceiling that move funny, like some fancy fanning of... It reminds me of Egypt for some reason.
Right.
Inside of these places.
I think they're nice.
They have particularly good onion rings.
I would love to go there on a date.
It doesn't really look like a factory. Maybe that's what's throwing the women off. They think, oh, it's a greasy factory. There's going to be like arc welding. Maybe I'm not dressed appropriately enough for this. You know, maybe I need some overalls. You really want to take me someplace that requires overalls? But yeah, is that the idea?
I don't understand that one.
Up next on the list, Applebee's.
Well, I don't care for Applebee's, so.
Next on the list is Chili's.
I like Chili's. I'd go to Chili's on a date.
Why
Your father
is Chili's
takes me
so
to Chili's?
Close to Applebee's on the list? That's my concern.
Well, they're kind of like the same place. But
doesn't Applebee's feel like the knockoff of Chili's?
I think Chili's was around first.
I think you go to Applebee's because you can't get to a Chili's.
Or there's
not
a Chili's close by.
Chipotle.
What's wrong with Chipotle? I mean,
it's not
cheap. Does every date have to be expensive?
Chipotle gets like a dollar more expensive every time you go.
Yeah, and does every date have to be fancy? I mean, like maybe you're going to the zoo.
I'm
going to
just rattle through a few of these, okay?
Yeah.
Olive Garden, the movies, your house, any fast food chain. Oh, well, I thought, okay, I guess McDonald's counts, but Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster, a buffet, IHOP, Denny's, the gym, church, Starbucks, coffee dates, ice cream dates, family functions, movie night, parentheses, Netflix, Hulu, etc. Somewhere that requires a long drive, bowling, nightclubs, hookah bar.
So what's wrong with going to somebody's house for your first date?
I have a theory that what this really is trying to say is that this is about demanding above and beyond attention. We have to go somewhere where I can get exposure. I got to be able to do my TikTok dance at the NBA game or at the NFL game.
If you
can't get luxury booth seats, you're not good enough date. There was actually a similar news came out saying, what's the minimum amount to spend on a first date?
What do you think it is?
What do you think the women agreed to? Now, women who are not spending the money said this is the minimum amount.
Probably $100.
$200.
$200, huh?
That's insane. So what they do is they say, oh, well, so this guy didn't put enough money, so I guess now I have to go date Kevin Durant. And that's... Kevin Durant dates two women at once in one night. He has like a backup date. He knows he's in demand,
I guess.
Right? So I think that's all these women, they want to feel like they're in demand. You have to spend extra amount of money on them.
it's not about money. It's about the experience, and there's all kinds of fun things you can do on a date.
The experience is expensive, and they don't care about getting to know the guy. They want something that elevates. Hey, look, I can post on Instagram that I went and did this exclusive thing.
I guess.
Sad. So that's what that's about.
It's a sad, sad world.
Sad, sad world.
So I did see one news story about they've got a cure for graying hair that maybe they're going to stop. So nobody in the world will have to have gray hair.
Nobody in the world?
Yeah.
So are they going to like spread this like pesticide? Like how do you stop everybody in the world? Do you alter the DNA? How does this work?
No, it's probably going to be some kind of a pill you have to take or something. But I guess if you want gray hair, if you can't afford the pill, then you'll have gray hair. But
it's going to be a way to alienate people, to make a caste system. We will be able to identify those who have gray hair as poor, right? Is that going to be the plan?
Well, I hope not. I didn't think of it that way.
That's the way it's going to be used.
Well, what are the beauticians going to do?
Cut hair. What do you mean?
Well, then maybe they're going to come up with a cure for hair growing, too. Your hair won't grow anymore.
I don't think the problem is to stop your hair from growing. I think people want to grow their hair back. Right?
That's right. So they need to get a cure for baldness. That would be important.
I think the cure is going to have to be like gene therapy sort of stuff. Like the next wave of children are not going to be bald. That'll be a cure right there. I take your immunization shots against polio and baldness.
So you won't have a bald baby?
Well, I was born with hair, right?
Yes. Neither one of you guys, my babies, had hair.
What do you mean neither one of my babies had hair?
Both of you had hair.
Then why did you say neither one?
I meant neither one of you were bald.
Yeah, well, you sure know how to express what
you guys
you're thinking.
Had a head full of hair, and you always did. It never fell out. I mean, it didn't. You've never been bald.
Well, what about your other son?
Well, he's getting there.
And you're going to say that because he doesn't listen to this podcast?
Because he's his daddy's son. You're your daddy's son, too, but you take after me. Have plenty of hair.
Well, I'm getting to where I've got all this other hair coming up on me. I'm looking like...
Sorry.
It's not pretty. I had to shave my shoulders yesterday a good deal. I've decided to cut it off over like at the... Maybe like past the elbow. Shave above the elbow, but not below. I still want to kind of look like I've got like, you know, gorilla arms over here.
Well, you know, men are supposed to have hair.
Because I've always had the hairy arms. But have you noticed how like professional wrestlers don't have hairy arms?
Maybe it's because they don't want people pulling their
hair. There was one hairy professional wrestler. You know what they called him?
What?
George the Animal Steel. And he had like a bunch of back hair and arm hair, and he looked like a gorilla. So.
Well, they have like little machines you could buy that like make your hair go away. What's it called?
I don't think it's just a trimmer or a razor, electric razor. It doesn't zap the hair away. It's not a laser thing.
Yeah, there is some lasers that you can buy now.
I think you can actually get laser hair removal in the house.
Yeah, that's do it yourself laser hair removal.
Yeah, would you advise using that on a chest?
Yeah, you could.
You think so?
Yeah. You want to hear some mom jokes?
Is this the quote part?
No, this is just mom being silly. Where do baby ghosts go?
I feel like I should know this. The baby ghosts?
Ghosts. Where do baby ghosts go?
Let's see. It has to have something to do with boo, right? Because that's what ghosts say.
No. Boo-boo. Day scare.
Oh, that's bad.
What do you call a werewolf with a fever?
I don't know. What do you
and
call
a woman in menopause?
What do you call a werewolf with a fever? What do you call that?
A hot dog. I can't say wolf.
I said, well, wolf. You just did.
I said it pretty good then.
Yeah,
it's
so
really
bad.
Hard for a children's librarian not to be able to say that word. It comes up in a lot of books.
A lot of woofs yes. come up in books.
Yes.
Are these woofs ever from the state in which Boston resides? Do you know what state that might be?
Yeah, but I can't say that either.
How about you try it?
Massachusetts?
No. Try again.
I don't know. Massachusetts.
Okay, that was fun.
Okay, and I got another joke. Let me, where's my other joke? I got one more. What do ghosts like to read?
The booze paper?
Books.
Boo.
Books.
Oh, okay.
All right. So.
Wow, that was some corny
So you know why mom's
stuff.
Not a stand-up comedian?
I think I know why, yes. Yeah. Okay, I would like to bring us into one of our favorite segments. I think you know what this is called. All right, so the rules are simple. Five somewhat related names in a field, and you are going to identify which of these people are dead or alive. Do you think you can...
Or in a field.
You asked for scary movie actors,
yeah,
as you called it. So yeah. I have arranged a list of five scary movie actors. Okay, these are people...
Dead or alive.
Who may be dead or alive.
Okay.
Not both. But they are known for at least a role in a scary movie, as you said, okay? All right, Felissa Rose of Sleepaway Camp. This is a 1983 teenage girls go to a camp and they get killed. Is Felissa Rose dead or alive?
Dead.
Felissa Rose, I think she'll be glad to hear this, is actually...
Alive?
Alive. Good. And my mom thinks she's dead.
I don't know who she is. I'm sorry.
Next up, Brad Dourif, the voice, the first original voice of Chucky in Child's Play.
Oh.
He was also in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Really?
And your favorite, Alien Resurrection.
Yeah, right.
Is Brad Dourif dead or alive?
He is alive.
Brad Dourif is...
Good, alive. I got one right.
This is one of the best actors you can get for the money.
He's really good for the money.
He is, yeah, he got a nomination for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He's the guy that gets killed almost at the end, right before Nick, the guy who played the Joker, whatever his name is. Not the golfer, but you know
Jack
what I'm talking
Nicholson.
About. Yes. Before he gets killed, and then he, you know, Jack Nicholson then punches up the nurse. Okay, so anyways... Also, he's in The Exorcist Part 3, which a growing number of people say is better than the original. Have you seen The Exorcist Part 3?
No.
I recommended it to your husband, and you guys didn't watch it.
Well, I really can't watch scary movies. I have bad dreams.
What happens in the bad dreams?
I dream about the movies. I just can't really handle them.
Well, I have a feeling that you may already know where we're going with our next contestant here. Robert Englund. The original Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street. Mom is making some faces. Is Robert Englund dead or alive?
I think he might be dead.
Robert Englund is...
Well, I'm glad he's not.
Yeah, and I think he may have put on the Freddy costume recently for like a charity event. Like some, every once in a while he puts it on for the last time for some kind of charity or something like this. But it's kind of a role he could kind of do forever because you got like this burn victim mask thing you put on. And then they kind of like do the voice in post-production. And I mean, if you do a lot of computer, there's a lot of potential to not have to do things as Freddy. So, yeah, that's a thing that happened. Next up, Bill Moseley. This is Chop Top from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. Guy with a metal plate in his head is Bill Moseley. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Bill Moseley is...
Oh, gosh, they're all alive. Yeah,
this
That's
guy
great.
Makes all the circuits and the conventions and stuff, and everybody wants to come meet him because he's in, like, 80 kind of, you know, B-rate horror movies and stuff, but he's mostly... I think his first one was Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. And
was he the Chainsaw Massacre guy?
No, he was Chop Top. He had a plate in his head. He was not the one. You're thinking of Leatherface, who, by the way, is the next one, the final one on our list. Gunnar Hansen, the original Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974. Is Gunnar Hansen dead or alive?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'll say dead.
Gunnar Hansen is...
Oh, good. I got it right. Well, not good. He's dead.
Yeah, good. He's dead. I'm glad he's dead. That's great.
No.
Yeah, so did you get, what, one of those right?
I think I got one right, I think.
I don't like keeping track of this because it's depressing.
I know, we need to get a race board or something. Yeah, something.
Chalkboard.
We need a secretary.
Wow, that I'm going to alert those people to your misjudgment of their, you know, current
sorry,
state
guys.
Of can, you know, their health.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how they feel about that on Instagram. Hey, Felissa, my mom thinks you're dead. Hey, Bill Moseley, my mom thinks you're dead.
That's not funny.
Did you say Brad Dourif was dead or alive? Did you know Chucky is actually still going? He's still the voice of Chucky.
I know. And people are still into Chucky stuff.
So the reason why? Remember the USA Network?
Yeah.
Psych and Suits?
Yeah.
And Monk, right?
Right.
There is one show on the USA Network. They make one show right now, and it's called Chucky.
Great.
And it's just a continuation of Child's Play, and Brad Dourif is the voice of Chucky. And people like it. I haven't actually seen it, but people like it.
People are into Chucky, I know that.
I also wanted to talk a little bit about Texas Chainsaw stuff, because the original movie, I don't think I could get you and Dad to watch it. It's actually really good. The second one, I didn't really care for. It takes a turn from serious, scary stuff, and hey, is this real or something, to goofy comedy. But here's the weird thing. I watched the third and the fourth movie recently this week. With each successive movie, the cast improves, though the quality arguably drops.
Uh-oh.
Okay? The first movie, you have one known actor, really. John Larroquette from Night Court is the narrator at the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
For like a minute, okay? The second movie has Dennis Hopper.
Hey, it's getting better.
The third movie has Viggo Mortensen.
Wow.
The fourth movie, are you sitting down? Guess what actress and actor make their debut starring role Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation, the fourth movie.
I don't know, what, Brad Pitt or somebody?
Matthew McConaughey.
Seriously.
And Renee Zellweger.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And Renee Zellweger is just kind of this gal who's being tormented by the crazy family. And essentially the leader of the crazy family is Matthew McConaughey. And when he has her tied up and he's got everybody getting... Because they since the first...
This is a good tribute question because a lot of people probably don't know
since
this.
The first movie, they always seem to have like a dinner scene, but nobody ever eats anything. It's more like, hey, we got to drain your blood and feed it to grandpa.
Ugh.
If you watch the original movie like I told you to, you'd understand.
I'm just not into scary movies.
So they're going to feed her to grandpa or something, okay? And he's got everybody at the table and Matthew McConaughey walks in the room and goes... All right, all right, all right.
No, he does not. Yeah, you're pulling my leg.
He says that in every movie, as far as I can tell. He says it in his first movie. He's not even on camera yet, and he's saying, all right, all right, all right, as he's coming into frame. So when they show the montage of him saying it,
uh-huh.
In the first clip from Dazed and Confused, 1993, he isn't actually in frame yet, because I think he's driving a car. He's coming up to a Sonic drive-thru or something like that. So... That's what happened.
I think you're pulling my leg.
Oh, you think so?
I did.
Actually, it turned out that at the very beginning of Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4, Renee Zellweger, she's putting on lipstick.
Uh-huh.
Bit of a mustache.
Like a blonde mustache?
It's a mustache. I saw hairs.
Well, you know, hey, nobody's perfect. Okay, I got a quote for you, and it's a Halloween quote.
I don't have any Halloween music for us. Maybe I'll put something on in post.
Okay.
While you're talking about the quote.
On Halloween, the parents set their kids out looking for, like me.
Wow, that really came out naturally. You want to try it again?
On Halloween, the parents set their kids out looking like me. Sent their kids out looking like me.
And this is a comedian.
Yeah.
Is this a woman?
No.
So it's a scary, weird-looking comedian. Is he very hairy?
I don't know. Most men are hairy.
Is it Robin Williams?
No.
Right. You know, Robin Williams has some pretty massive forearm hair.
Yeah, he was pretty hairy.
Yeah, okay. So it's a...
It's a male.
Ed Asner?
On Halloween, the parents sent their kids out looking like me. I'm so ugly.
Is it a white guy? You think it's a white guy.
He's white.
And is it somebody from something we've talked about recently? How did this get in your mind? Not somebody we've talked about.
One guest left.
Oh goodness!
He used to be on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I mean, he not a regular, but he's that time frame.
he's that time frame.
Uh-huh. I mean, that so era. Era.
Is it Billy Crystal?
No. Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, okay. That
I'm
makes
so
sense.
Ugly. On Halloween, the parents sent their kids out looking like me.
Wow, yeah, you really got that impression down. All right.
Bye-bye now. This toy catalog just kills me. They've got a disco ball, a stuffed disco ball for a kid. Now, oh, I want this for Christmas. Oh, Mom, got me a stuffed disco ball.
Well, at least there's toys.
It's a disco ball.
It's stuffed. You it's like a pillow or something, like a stuffed animal, right? Like it's soft.
I guess.
Is it reflective?
Yeah, it looks like maybe it's reflective. See? It's ridiculous. It's a ball.
So what?
Well,
what's the problem?
It's weird.
Are you glad at least the kids have toys instead
it's better than poo.
Bury some their face in poo. An iPad?
Yeah, I'm glad they have toys.
What's all the Mario stuff?
There's Mario. Stuffed Mario.
Stuffed Mario?
Mario Kart. The princess.
What's the princess's name?
Ooh, I can't remember.
It's probably written right there.
Oh, it's not. Peach?
You know what we used to call her back in the day?
Peaches?
Princess Toadstool.
Oh, you did?
She was called Princess Toadstool in the United States.
Why did they change to Peach?
She was Peach in Japan.
Oh.
And then eventually, they brought her name in Mario 64. They changed her name to Peach. So they call her basically Princess Peach Toadstool, as if Toadstool is the last name.
Oh, okay.
Toadstool kind of worked because she's in the Mushroom Kingdom, Toadstool being a mushroom. Not the only franchise where they changed the name eventually to what they were saying in Japan. In Sonic the Hedgehog, his nemesis was Dr. Robotnik in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And in Japan, they called him Eggman.
Hmm.
He's shaped like an egg. He's kind of Humpty Dumpty shaped.
Yeah.
So eventually he became Eggman here, but a lot of people use both. So I don't know if his name is Dr. Eggman Robotnik or Dr. Robotnik Eggman. I'm not sure.
Huh.
Would you rather have the first name Robotnik or Eggman?
Oh, I like Eggman.